Hey, good morning. I remember to press record. I almost didn't. So, yeah. 7:40 a.m. Wednesday, September the 18th, 2019. Hello, hello. Good morning, good morning. Hey. So, yeah, yesterday was a real long day. Yesterday was a very long day. Because of taking the kid to the oral surgeon and sitting there for a couple hours. Having to go to the pharmacy afterwards and sit there for a couple hours waiting for the prescriptions to be filled, and then dealing with meals and everything else that I do on a normal day. I forgot to put the milk order out last night, so I don't know what I'm going to get when I open the milk can this morning. It's probably, I hope it's 2 half gallons of skim milk, because that's what I would have ordered. I'm almost out of skim milk, and I need to make more skyr. So, yeah. All good, all good. If it's regular milk, I'll make regular. I'll make regular yogurt. It'll have fat in it, but... I'll go to waste. So I do not have the metronome going this morning, but I seem to be pumping along in large part because I'm freezing. No, not really, not literally, but it is 54. It is pretty cold. The sun felt good on my back for the last quarter mile, so I'm looking forward to getting down around the corner and having it shine in my face, because I got my hands balled up in my sleeves. I did put on a sweatshirt this morning to put on a hoodie. But it's delightfully cool. Let me just put it that way. Oh, hello, man. Up in the southwest sky, the waning gibbous moon, I believe. Where looks like 4 days, maybe 3 days, 4 days after full. I'm just guessing, judging on the shape of the moon. I don't know. I haven't looked it up. I'm coming up on equinox, aren't we? It just occurred to me. It's like, did I miss it? No, it's on the 18th. I'll have to look it up. It's somewhere coming up in the next few days. I want to try to get a sunrise picture on the equinox morning, which means I have to A, know what day it is, B, what time it is, and C, I have to actually get my butt out to do it, which we know how well I plan. So, yeah. I have 3 or 4 comments about hello vehicles, come right by. Instead of going by, running me over, I suppose. The course corrections for September. And I think I had mentioned perhaps on my blog that I was going to put a link in the course corrections newsletter, and I did not do that. There were 2 reasons. One, it needed me to do some back-end work to set up the beta readers list, which I hadn't done. And B, it needed me to remember to actually put the link in the newsletter, which I also didn't remember to do. In large part because I was typing the newsletter while I was panicking over the fact that it was already the 15th and it was supposed to have been out overnight, and it didn't go because... Now I woke up and realized, oh my god, it's the 15th. So, yeah.
Distracted much? No.
No.
Squirrel.
But I am apparently still losing weight. I need to dig out my belt because now my 32 jeans are beginning to slide down my butt. Which means there's less butt to hold them up, apparently. Oh, so many things I want to do, so many things that I want to do I don't do, so many things that I don't understand why I don't do them. Like my push-ups. 10 push-ups twice a day. I'm down from 25 because I started and it was going really well with 10 and moved up to 15. And even was doing 20 for a while. Something, I don't even have any idea what, something happened. And I stopped doing it. It was not Colorado Gold, I don't believe. Doesn't matter really. The bottom line is that I stopped. I need to start again. I need to build my core up some more. That's a good yawn. The guy in the little sports car that just went by. One of those. Oh no, I'm gonna yawn myself now. Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. Had a big open mouth yawn that it was a long one because he was doing it all the way around the corner. Anyway, let's see. What do I want to talk about today? So I gave a blurb for apparently. Everybody knows now. For KB Wager's book. And it wasn't a bad book. And apparently David Pomerico forwarded it to Katie, who put it in a graphic and then tweeted the graphic. Not exactly how I expected the blurb to be used, but what the hell. Pedal push the lady. She's assuming I'm standing right, got the sun right in her eyes. She's just coming down the side street. I'm ahead of her this morning for some reason. So, yes, I gave a blurb to a HarperCollins TradPub book. In my defense, it wasn't published yet. So, I didn't read a TradPub book. I did read a book that was going to be TradPubbed. To my eternal shame. No, not really. I still don't like trads. I still will not read trads if I have a choice, and almost always have a choice. The Shard and Shield, I'm pretty sure that's it. Laura Van Arendonk Baugh, B-A-U-G-H. Shard and Shield. This is a really good book. I don't remember. I think I like a 60%, 70% through it. It's a really good book. It's a classic epic fantasy. I'm assuming this is volume one. I'm pretty sure it's volume one. I think it says like volume one on the cover, which would be a good sign. And it's set up. It's setting up the story really, really well. I'm enjoying it a great deal. Oh, get ready, sit with me. Monk post, okay. Hyper much? No, not me. I got a little bit of sleep last night. morning.
Good morning.
Lady with the Scotty dog. So, it feels like I'm just blathering here. Just letting it all hang out. Actually, I'm not. I'm talking about surface things in order to not talk about stuff that's going on that I can't talk about. So, yeah, there's always stuff that's going on that I can't talk about. Being a member of CIFWA, being a board member of CIFWA, being the chief financial officer of CIFWA, means there's almost always something going on that, because I'm in those roles, I'm unable to talk about because of confidentiality, because of business secrets, because of one thing or another. So, if you're tuning in, I suspect I may have some fresh listeners this morning. Good morning. Welcome aboard. If you're tuning in for the first time, expecting that perhaps I might, you know, spill the goods on CIFWA. No. It's never my intention. I don't speak for CIFWA. I'm not gonna tell tales out of school. I'm gonna at least try not to tell tales out of school. With as much experience as I have with compartmentalization, I think I'd be able to make sure that doesn't happen, but be that as it may. I also got a call from Boulder Writers Association yesterday. Took a call, we did a little video thing, and I met with a guy who runs a self-publishing support business. I don't know enough about his business to know whether or not he's problematic, but if he wanted to know about marketing, I told him I'm pretty much a contrarian on marketing. And that I don't advertise, I very seldom promote. I will occasionally test the waters to see what's going on. I do have an ad running still on Amazon for Ravenwood, which doesn't seem to be doing any good at all. I had a book in Prime Reading, which didn't do anything at all for the last 90 days. So yeah, that's a thing. You want to know about marketing, and I explained to him that, you know, I've been a full-time novelist since 2012, started doing audio, and that I didn't sell a book until 2010. Didn't try to sell a book until 2010. And that it's become so ludicrously lucrative that I can't afford to take any of the offers that have been given. Not that I wouldn't turn down a seven-figure offer, but I can't imagine any publisher would offer me seven figures, which is what I would really... All right, you know. High six figures. $750,000, I would take that probably. And they could have Ishmael Wong and do with it as they please. And that's where the series would die. That's where it would end. But I would have to take the money. Just because that's a lot of money. I could do a lot of good with that much money. And so it's, you know, I try not to say never. I don't never say never. Every once in a while, I'll throw a never in there. But most of the time, it's like, it's hard to say. It's like, I probably wouldn't ever murder somebody. That one's probably safe. I could probably say I will never murder someone. I wouldn't say I wouldn't kill someone, because accidents happen. Car blows a front tire and swerves into oncoming traffic or onto a pedestrian sidewalk or something. I suppose technically it's the car, not me, but still. That's like guns, not shooters, but be that as it may. So, yeah, I'm going to go over. Kate Januska is going to go over and talk to them this month on Wednesday, tonight, at the Boulder Public Library, 1001 Arapaho Avenue, Boulder, Colorado. Kate's very cool. Kate is the one who did Transference. Still waiting for her to put out some more fiction. She's writing nonfiction now. It's working for her. Good enough. Good honor. I love Transference. But this Wednesday next month, which is the 16th, not the 18th. I will be at the Boulder Public Library from 6 to 7:30 in the evening, which is a little bit disappointing. I'm going to drive an hour and a half to be at the library for about 2 hours. I'll get there around 5:30. And I probably won't leave till 8, so maybe a little more, 2.5. But I'm going to drive an hour and a half over, an hour and a half back, to do 3 hours of travel to do two hours worth of presentation, but it'll be all right. Get me out of the house. Get the stink blowed off. That's a dog poop on the sidewalk this morning. I don't know if it's dog poop or coyote poop. I haven't heard a coyote in forever, so I suspect dog. Anyway, oh my gosh. Just barely 18 minutes. I'm coming up on the back gate. Stretch my back. Straighten up. I find myself walking hunched over with my head stuck forward. It's kind of like old Popeye cartoon. And irritating because it's uncomfortable. But here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.